Iran's human and religious rights abuses are condemned. Norway fines evangelists for preaching the gospel. And the new international version of the Bible celebrates 30 years of ministry. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. On the 10th anniversary of the International Religious Freedom Act, U.S. President George W. Bush condemned Iran, among several other countries, for violations of religious rights. Iran managed to provoke global outrage for the regime's suppression of believers. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton explains that it's gone further than just arrests.
Within the last 2 weeks, we have heard word of a draft bill that makes the death penalty the punishment for using the internet to encourage apostasy, to witness to Muslims and encourage them to follow Christ. Earlier, there was a draft bill to make the death penalty a mandatory punishment for apostasy.
In spite of the persecution, Nettleton says there's an incredible openness to the gospel.
We need to pray that our brothers and sisters will be bold in reaching out and in answering that openness, in sharing the gospel. The other thing that I encourage people to pray is pray for government authorities to come to know Christ personally.
Next, a trial court in Norway has found two evangelists guilty of failing to obey the police. They'd been sharing the gospel with a crowd gathered in Oslo to celebrate Norway's national birthday holiday when police arrested them and held them for 4 hours. The International Human Rights Group is defending the evangelists, who face heavy fines but not imprisonment. Pray that God would glorify himself in this situation and open hearts to the gospel in Norway. You're listening to Mission Network News. The new international version of the Bible tops the list of preferred translations for evangelical leaders. That's according to a recent survey by the National Association of Evangelicals. NIV marks its 30th anniversary this year, with more than 300 million copies in print worldwide.
But language doesn't stand still. As a matter of fact, as the preface to the NIV states, there is a sense in which the work of translation is never wholly finished.
International Bible Society Send the Light's Ron Youngblood says the NIV translation came about because of language shifts and readability.
The English language has undergone quite a number of changes, and in order to keep it current, especially for younger readers in the 18 to 34 year range, we have felt it necessary to continue to update the language.
Youngblood describes the ABCs of why the NIV engages so many readers.
A translation must have the kind of dignity that can be read in any context, so that little children can read it, and in mixed groups it can be read, and so forth. So accuracy, beauty, clarity, dignity, these four characteristics, among others, I think, characterize the NIV.
Meanwhile, potential missionaries often hesitate to spend their lives serving the Lord in dangerous parts of the world. Richard Coleman of the Mission Society says Christians should be willing to serve anywhere for any length of time.
Most of the cross-cultural missionaries from the U.S. are ministering among already Christianized nations or people groups, and there's still about 1.8 billion people that have never heard the gospel one time. And so we're hoping that people will be encouraged to go into these areas to finish the task.
Many people will never hear the gospel unless Christians make sacrifices.
I just want people to be available to God for what He wants for their life, not to have a contingency plan just in case they don't like what God has called them to do or chasing after the American dream. But I want people to be available.
Pray about how you can help bring about the hope of Christ to the unreached. And missionaries in Ireland are reaching the lost through community service projects. Greater Europe Mission says the Serve the City program mobilizes people from all parts of the community, including non-believers, to serve others in practical ways. This means that Christians can witness to the people they're serving, as well as to the people who are serving with them. Pray that God will open the hearts of many to the gospel in Ireland's rapidly changing society. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Message for the Mission, a devotional journal from Buckner International, is yours free for the asking. It's a devotional that'll inspire, educate, and bring missions experiences to life. When you request your copy, you'll be entered to win a free mission trip with Buckner in 2009. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.